The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
At the end of his life after serving with Billy Graham, Charles Templeton denounced the faith and wrote a book entitled Farewell to God. If he had believed in Christ for eternal salvation, did it become null and void when he declared himself an atheist? Can you surrender your salvation? Can it be suspended or revoked? Some really good questions and answers coming your way in the next few minutes. I hope you'll stay tuned. Thank you for being here today. This is Grace in Focus, the podcast and broadcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Our website to know more about us is faithalone.org. Lots of articles, resources, blogs, videos, and a subscription to our magazine, Grace in Focus, can be found at faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Ken Yates.
We got a question here, and I think this is a, there's a historical issue or part of this question that I think Bob's a little bit better knowledgeable of the history behind it. But anyway, we have a question from Max talking about the history of evangelicalism in our country concerning a man by the name of Charles Templeton. And he was a man who worked with Billy Graham. And in Bob's book, Faith Alone in 100 Verses, and I want to plug that book. It's available at faithalone.org. Bob has a discussion about Charles Templeton, who was, from what I understand, what would you call him, a co-worker with Billy Graham?
Yeah, he and Billy Graham, I believe it was with Young Life, were national speakers. And they were both being groomed to be like the next greatest evangelist. And there was a time when they were basically on par, and Templeton could have been the next Billy Graham.
So he would have been a man that spoke to large crowds of people.
Oh, he did.
Yes.
And he was very, very, had a lot of charisma, was a good speaker, and really preached Christ and Christ crucified. And so he was someone who it looked like for a time was going to be a star.
And what happened was he fell away from the faith. He denied the faith. And
I believe at the time of his death, he was an atheist. Didn't he write some book about that?
Yes. Max mentions that just before he died, he wrote a book. And how's this for a title? Farewell to God, My Reasons for Rejecting the Christian Faith. You know, I know this ain't part of the question, but isn't the guy who was the mover and shaker in that movement, I Kissed Dating Goodbye? Same thing with him, right?
I heard he later fell away from the faith, which is kind of surprising to me.
Right.
But, of course, Templeton falling away is surprising to me, too.
Yeah.
A lot of people use Charles Templeton as an example of the fact that if you fall away, you're going to hell.
And that is Max's point here. He takes issue with your book where you say, if this Templeton guy had ever believed in Jesus Christ for eternal life, and we don't know, we have no way of knowing that.
But I haven't seen any quotes to that effect.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
But if he did, even though he fell away, and even though he wrote this book saying that, I haven't read it, but by the title, God doesn't exist, Christianity's a lie, whatever the case may be. If he ever did believe, he was still saved. He still had eternal life.
And what does Max say about that?
Max says that can't be the case, and he refers to a couple verses. For example, he refers to 1 John 2:19, which says, they went out from among us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. And then in Matthew chapter 10, he says, he doesn't mention a particular verse, but I'm assuming he who endures to the end will be saved. I'm assuming that's the verse that he has in mind. So basically, Max's position is,
Or the other part is, he who denies me before men, him will I deny before my Father who is in heaven.
Right. So Max's point is that if Templeton had truly been saved, then he wouldn't have fallen away. And he uses him as just as an example.
So. Okay. So what I would suggest is there's no guarantee in Scripture that a believer will persist in faith. There's no requirement that in order to be born again, a person must believe continuously from the moment they are born again until the time they die. There's no guarantee they won't fall away. And so a person is saved once and for all the moment they believe in Christ. And we have that from John 3:16. Whoever believes in him will not perish, has everlasting life.
The woman at the well will never thirst.
Right, never thirst. And in John 6:35, the one who eats the bread of life will never hunger.
My sheep will never perish.
Right, and I'll never cast them out.
So to Max's point here, let's just put it, reword it. If Charles Templeton was one of his sheep, then he'll never perish.
Right. Now, I'm not sure if Templeton is saying, well, no, he wasn't one of his sheep, so because he fell away, it proves he never was one of his sheep. Or if he's saying, no, wait a minute, he was one of his sheep, but he lost eternal life. I don't think he's saying that, because from the very beginning of the email, it sounds like he agreed with my explanation on 99 of 100 verses. And he only had a problem with my illustration in this particular verse. But my point would be, if you put a requirement that a person must persist in faith, then Max himself cannot be sure where he's going when he dies. And well, you and me too.
Right.
Because if Templeton could fall away, so could Billy Graham. So could I. So could you. In fact, Paul said that he was concerned in 1 Corinthians 9:27. He says, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest after I preach to others, I myself should be adokimos, disapproved or disqualified. So Paul didn't know for sure he was going to persevere and rule and reign with Christ. If that's the case, how can you and I be sure? And in the parable of the four soils, Jesus says in Luke 8, verse 13, the second soil believed for a time, and in time of temptation fell away. Well, Templeton could be an example of that if he ever believed in the first place. I don't know if he did. I mean, he obviously believed some things about Jesus, like he died and rose again. But did he believe that by virtue of his death and resurrection, that he was eternally secure because he believed in Jesus' promise in John 3:16? I don't know.
Well, it seems like, I didn't read the whole question here, but it seems like Max is, you're right, you know, he says, I really like your book, but he seems a little inconsistent here, because here's the way he frames the question. And the reason I bring this up is, you meet people who say, I'm free grace, and I believe you can't lose your salvation. But the one exception is if you deny the faith. And the reason I say that in Max's case, I'm going to read just a little bit here. He says, I say, and this is Max,
right?
So what? And he put that all in bold. If Templeton believed in Christ for 25 years while working with Billy Graham, just before he died, he wrote a book denying the faith. And in my mind, that's the end of it. Jesus says, those who deny me before men, he will deny before the Father.
That's Matthew 10:33.
Right. Yeah. And so then he says again, Max, so what? All in bold, if Templeton believed in Christ alone initially.
Yeah. And so, Max, that's a good question. It's Matthew 10:32 and 33. That's where Jesus says, he who confesses me before men, him will I confess for my Father is in heaven. He who denies me before men, him will I deny for my Father is in heaven. Max seems to interpret that to mean, he who confesses me before men, I will confess, is a genuine, continuing, born-again person who's getting into the kingdom. This is still one of our children. But he seems to interpret, he who denies before men, I will deny before my Father, to mean, if a person denies me before Christ, I'm going to deny he's one of my children. I'm going to deny he's part of the family. He's no longer part of the family. The problem with that is that's not what Jesus is talking about. Jesus is talking about the judgment seat of Christ.
Right.
And he's saying if a believer confesses him before men to the end of his life,
and that's
endures
also,
in that.
That's also in there, he who endures
right,
to the end.
Then he will be confessed as a faithful believer, as one who is going to rule and reign in the life to come. But if he denies him, he will not rule and reign. He will get into the kingdom, but he will not rule and reign. And one of the reasons we know this is because of 2 Timothy 2, verses 11 to 13. In verse 12, Paul says, if we endure, we shall reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. Nearly every commentator says that if we deny him, he will also deny us, looks back at Matthew 10, verse 33. Well, that means the first half, if we endure, we'll reign with him, looks back to Matthew 10, 32. He who confesses me before men, him will I confess before my Father. That is, he's going to rule and reign. Well, in Paul's theology, reigning with Christ is not automatic. It's not guaranteed.
Do you notice there in Timothy, we?
Yeah.
He's including Timothy and himself.
Right.
Yes, who are believers. Now, I'm assuming that Max here, again, by the way he words the question, is saying, yeah, believers can, I know you've heard this.
Right.
We can't lose salvation. It's ours forever, but we can give it back. And when we apostatize, that's what we're doing. God's not going to force anybody, even the believer, to it. I mean, that's where Max is coming from, and obviously we disagree.
Right. The thing to recognize is that ruling with Christ is more than getting into the kingdom. Being confessed by Christ at the judgment seat of Christ is more than being born again. Being denied by Christ doesn't mean that we are not going to get into the kingdom. Now, there's a horrendous translation that says, if we disown him, he will disown us.
Oh, there in 2 Timothy.
Yeah, in 2 Timothy 2:12b. But that's not what the text says. It's the same word used for Peter denying Christ.
Yeah, well, in the case of this Charles Templeton guy, here's the deal. If he had ever believed in Jesus Christ for eternal life, he will be in the kingdom. But he will be denied at the judgment seat of Christ of reigning and ruling with Christ. And he lost unbelievable amount of rewards by what he did.
Right. He wouldn't be an overcomer.
Right.
He wouldn't be a rich man in the kingdom. I mean, whatever riches he laid up while he was walking with the Lord, if he was,
yeah.
Then
there's a lot of ifs here.
Treasure, but he would miss out on all this latter part. So, yeah, I would encourage you, Max, to pray about this and study, for example, the Gospel of John. There's no time requirement on how long we have to believe to become eternally secure.
Thanks for the question, Max. And until next time,
keep grace in focus.
Would you be interested in some free ebooks on topics you hear on this program? Well, if you are, you need to come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On the site, we've got all kinds of free materials, but one of our popular options is our free ebooks on a range of subjects. They're designed to help you mature and grow in your understanding of the faith and Scripture. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. Would you like to have a chat with Dr. Bob or one of the guests here on the program? Let me tell you how to reach out to the team. You can get us on our email address, which is radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode, is believing that Jesus has the power to save us the same as believing in him for eternal salvation? That's on the next Grace in Focus, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.